Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Art playing Toluga.
All right, boys, let's get right back into the action. Last time on Dicey Situations. After a quick hosing down, the boys got ready to leave Slubledrip, but not before receiving an invitation from the king to attend the Battle of the Bands. The message came with a box of wristbands to enter the event, which each contained a hidden dorkifying crystal. With the kobolds dismantling the wristbands, Yarno joined the gang on their way back to Kiki and the Thieves Guild to pick up their disguises and prepare for the heist. After some brief introductions, the Chaos crew donned their disguises and fake identities and made their way to the Firebelly Forge Quarter. A stark contrast to the Hellion Quarter, the dwarves and fire genasi here lived in the lap of luxury. After finding a way to Grimrock Quarry, their heist began with a quick stakeout and some stealthing and schmoozing. Inside the warehouse, they discovered a small team of Krizik converts assembling the cursed wristbands, among them Spud Bupkis, Cosmo's former drummer. Preferring the direct approach, Toluga charged in with Theo while a disguised Cosmo and sneaky Glebnor made their way further into the factory. Chaos predictably ensued, and we find our team now standing down a confused crystal mage. What are you all doing in here?
Thank God! He was trying to make off with the crystal!
I don't know you.
It's me! Schlebnor!
Deception check.
21.
Schlebnor. Yes. You're the king's nephew?
That's the one!
He mentioned, being a job opportunity for him, but I don't think that even went through. Schlebnor.
Who said it was going to be high paying? Kind of like a no-show. I'm his nephew. I'm the king's nephew.
And this man here was...
He was trying to make off with the crystal! I think I clearly heard him say, fuck Krizik. Not that I would ever say that.
Whoa. Interesting. And you're here for an inspection?
She came with me.
She's
an inspector.
Right. I was being shown around by Guzin and then... This is where it led to. I'm frankly surprised at all of this.
He did a real heel turn when we got in this room.
Goosey.
Because everything kind of seemed up to snuff. Railings looked a little short. That's neither here nor there.
I hate you. Can I get a deception check from Cosmo in your weird disguise with makeup running?
That's a 24. Oh, my, give me the vapors.
Do you see how distraught she is from this heretic?
Well, I'm sorry to have killed him so violently in front of you, ma'am.
Well, I'm just glad you dispatched him.
We
can't have those people in our ranks.
Exactly. Krizik, at this time in particular, cannot afford any dissension amongst the ranks.
I know, but why? Just so our good friend Gertrude knows.
It's for a matter of inspection, let's call it.
Well, yes, the big event is tomorrow, and
of course, everybody knows.
We've almost distributed all the crystal wristbands to the attendants.
Classic, Krizik.
Everything is going quite well with the band we have.
That's what I thought. But now I hear there might be. I mean, you literally just brought up right now would be a bad time for stuff to happen.
It'd be a terrible time. We've been working on this for so long.
Night and day. Grindstone, some might say.
Yes. Quite literally, we've been grinding that stone down to make the necklaces and wristbands. What's going on back there? Are they still working?
Of course. Perfect. Actually, I believe they were boxing up the last of the crystals to ship out.
Excellent. I'll go oversee that. Wait here a moment. I'll be right back.
Sidebar.
Leave you two
alone. Wait a
alone.
Minute. What do you speak?
Well, he's going to be out of the room.
Quietly. Great.
Yeah, so, but still, you should absorb the crystal into your person.
Ooh, that's risky.
Why? I'll also say it's massive. It's like a giant gem.
This is the score, though.
But what if I become a dork by taking it into me? Is the crystal itself the dorkifying aspect,
or are they
imbuing it as they chip it off?
It is hard to tell, but I will say you can see that this dwarf is holding a like crystalline staff.
From the main crystal?
Looks different, actually, I'll say. But it seems to be, he has like lots of crystal armaments all on him. He's got mage robes on, but it seems like he's like a crystal man.
So he is probably imbuing it. He's probably the guy.
He's the imbuer?
He's the imbuer, yeah.
How big is the crystal?
It's pretty large. I would say it probably weighs like hundreds to maybe 1,000 pounds.
Okay. It's so getting really it out big. Of here is going to be an operation in itself.
No, because we got the hole. If we can just, like, wrap the hole around it.
Well,
like,
yeah, I think you have to put the hole on, like, a flat surface, like a wall or the ground. But so, if we put it on the ground,
yeah, but right,
you can just, you can push it right into the hole.
So as you guys are kind of, like, figuring out, like, okay, so who has the portable hole? Theo, you have the portable hole on your person, but you are still, like, outside of this, like...
He's behind cover.
He's right behind cover. And you,
Toluga's
you can
out there.
Hear combat, like, has, like, settled down a little bit outside. Go ahead and make another check to see if you can fix your gun.
21, so, yeah, it fixes it.
Yeah, you finally get your gun together. What do you like to do?
So Theo is just going to finally fix the gun and be like, oh, okay, great. And gonna pop up. I got you, Toluga.
Wait, wait. We're good. All settled.
All good?
All good.
All right. Cool.
Toluga, you can see that you don't know his name yet, but Spud. Actually, you did because he yelled it when he went into a rage. Spud Bupkis. this like little punk goblin now is he's like, wicked out of breath from hammering on that crystal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for breaking that.
Yeah, that's it's. We've been dealing with that.
They just put it on me, and you hear this horrible, horrible song the whole time in your head, and it's just so bad, and the rhythm was all off.
Bupkis, come down. I slept. Settle down. Here, take one of these, and I grab a pamphlet.
What is this?
So, it's pamphlet, Vargod Bleebly. It does no magic. It's literally just on a piece of metal, but it's anti-Krizik.
Okay, great. Yeah, I hate Krizik.
It's also really dense, so if you, like, might get shot by something, you could tuck it in like your jacket pocket.
He puts it in his little ripped vest.
Plate mail?
Yeah.
How many of like the bracelets are still left around?
Though? There's just like one box. Like maybe like 40 or 50 bracelets in this box.
Can I just destroy that box? And like all the bracelets?
Yeah. How would you like to do that?
The crystals are like really small, right?
They're tiny. Yeah, the ones that are putting these little...
fit in a bracelet, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, Bupkis, you know a good way to break these so no one could ever use them?
See, that's the thing, I think. They're afraid of rock. It fucks up the frequency they're putting in these things. It's the only way we can kind of, like... They got rid of all the punks. Like, look at these two guys. And he points at the tiefling and the knocked-out dwarf on the ground. They were in a band before. They were cool. That guy did not have that haircut.
Yeah, it's a real lame haircut.
My memories are kind of cloudy and weird right now, but I know that they were trying to make it so that only Krizik will be playing at the Battle of the Bands. They want to really dork up the whole operation.
Oh, don't worry. We're already signed up.
Oh, great. What band are you in?
What band am I in?
Oh, shit. What did we name our new band?
I don't think we named it.
The Cosmo Kramer Experience? Wait, no. Cosmo Kilroy Experience.
Yep. I don't think we have a name yet.
Want to leave this up to me?
No.
Cosmo Kilroy in the brown notes.
yeah, we're
name pending.
We don't really have a name yet. I mean, Cosmo's kind of leading the
Try
whole thing.
Try not to like label ourselves. You know,
Cosmo?
Yeah.
You know Cosmo?
You know Cosmo?
Yeah, I'm Spud Bupkis.
You say that like we know who you are.
I'm the drummer of Acid Splash. I would think people would know me.
That's not a thing anymore.
Acid Splash isn't a thing.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, you guys left Cosmo.
I would never leave Cosmo. It's my boy.
No, you left him. If you're Spud Bupkis, you left him.
Yeah, you totally left him.
Where's Cosmo? Cosmo!
Wait, hold it. Shush. I muffle him.
We're doing a stealth operation.
Can you guys actually make a stealth check for me, Toluga and Theo?
Yeah, that crystal mage is on his way out.
I want to get a 17.
That's a nice 10.
what, Glubnor?
Perception check on Cosmo?
You make a perception check, sure.
19.
And what are you trying to see?
If I heard it.
If you heard him yell for Cosmo, you did. Definitely.
Okay. Carry on.
You hear like someone yelling for Cosmo down the hall. Sounds like a small little voice.
Can you roll Crystal Mage's friend?
Wait, what?
Can you roll to see if the Crystal Mage heard it?
Sure. I'll give him a little roller-rooski. Why?
Just do it.
You're being so sketchy right now.
Just do it.
I'm not going to show you my cards.
He did not.
Keep that in my back pocket, then.
Interesting. I know we're in a heist, but you're plotting extra hard right now.
God forbid. I try to make it out of this.
Theo, as you guys are all in this like doorway, you're talking to Spud, there's like these passed out guys, you're holding the gun, you like had just fixed it, a crystal mage walks in the door.
What happened in here?
An OSHA violation.
They fell off the railing because they're too short.
It's too short.
Can I get a deception check?
From both of us or just Theo?
Just Theo.
He's too far away to guidance because I have to touch him.
Yes.
I'm going to...
That's a 10.
Cosmo. Someone just called your name. It wasn't Daddy or Theo. Directly your name.
Spud?
did we hear about this? Is the bucket?
Yeah, we saw
scream?
Spud on our way in. So
oh, we did hear Spud. Okay.
Yeah, I would have known.
I was in the tunnel in the.
Yeah,
vent.
Yeah. Well, I made it a point to show you that that was Spud Bupkis.
Theo, he looks at you and goes,
"The heretic Bleebly."
I jump it. You mean the god Bleebly?
And with that, go ahead and roll initiative. You guys already rolled before we started the show to get yourselves in. Everything I'll fucking shut fuck me.
Coming down the hall in my Gertrude get up.
Fucking eyelashes flying everywhere.
And Theo, you will be first.
Alright, so seeing that my cover's blown, just Toluga, how do you want to handle this? You wanna just like kill him or...
Yeah, kill on sight.
Okay.
What?
No mercy for Krizik.
12, I'm assuming that misses.
That does miss.
And then 19.
He's going to throw up a crystal shield.
Boom.
And you see, as his bullet goes right toward him, he whips a crystal shield up and blocks it. Yeah, okay. Tight.
Action surge.
Fuck it. So he had a 15 AC, threw up a shield for 20. So you're trying to beat a 20.
Okay. I'm going to Deadeye Shot the first one.
Okay.
So.
Theo's gotten so much scarier once you got action surge.
23. Three, but with advantage, 24.
That'll hit.
That's 14 damage on the first shot.
Fighter's so scary. I don't like it.
And then nat one, so I gotta fix the gun again.
Oh no!
No, no!
Yeah, you.
Something about the air in this place.
Yeah,
it's just too damn. I fucking hate this place.
You fire two rounds, throws this crystal shield up. You're able to like penetrate the shield as you keep firing. See one bullet go through and hit him in the shoulder, and the gun just jams again. And this guy looks panicked now. Was not expecting any of this.
And I'm going to run towards him, not all the like 10 feet or whatever, and then try not duck behind anything, but if there's any type of cover I can get, I just want to get like
half crates and shit.
So I'll actually say, if you want, you can use your object interaction to kind of like flip the table that these bracelets are on and kind of use it as like cover in the middle of the
hallway. Because I need to fix the gun.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, you take your shots, run in, flip the table over, get behind it. He's kind of in the hall, like in the doorway across the hall from you. Can I actually have, next up here, can I have Glepnor and Cosmo make a DC 13 charisma saving throw?
Oh, nat 20.
Okay.
26.
There is a strange energy coming from the emerald in the center of the room, and it almost feels like it's trying to compel you to move toward it. But you both hear combat and you're hearing all this stuff going on. You shake it off and keep running down the hall. Next up is my crystal mage. So let's see here. The heretic Bleebly in the flesh.
God. The god Bleebly. Get it right.
It's not for debate.
Well, ours is at least tangible. Yours isn't.
I mean, he's pretty tangible. He's in all of these crystals right now.
I don't know. I don't see it.
Shut up.
Where is he?
Shut up. You're freaking me out. I need Toluga and Theo to make constitution saving throws.
7.
22.
Okay, so you actually like duck down behind the table, and as he shoots this like thunder wave of crystals into the room, you were unfortunately hit Toluga, and you're blasted back 10 feet as his like shards of crystal come out. You are also going to take 11 thunder damage. And then after that, he is going to run back toward the crystal room.
Do I take half of that?
You are going to take half. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so this crystal mage like blasts you guys back and then turns around and starts running down the hall to get back to the
crystal. Your magic does nothing to me.
Your magic sucks.
cool. And then can I actually get Glebnor and Cosmo to make a perception check for me?
14?
17.
You both notice that you see this guy running towards you now back down the hall. His hand is up and there's like he's tracing sigils in the air, and you guys hear behind you bits of like the crystal rubble and like leftover debris of these shards in the room that you're both in coagulate together and form into a crystalline devil. You can see this like hulking crystal monstrosity. There's like bits of emerald and shards of quartz coming out of it. It's like a hodgepodge of minerals. And it is now, it's like in the room with you. You're in the hall. There's the crystal mage running towards you. You guys are now in between these two creatures.
Between a rock and a hard place.
The crystal devil is going to run up on Glebnor.
Wait, does the...
Has its own turn.
But does the mage know that they're not on his side? I thought he was under the belief that...
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, it just runs up on you, Glebnor.
I'm the nephew to the king.
All of a sudden.
Schlebnor.
Good old Schlebnor.
Schlebnor Schleckelack.
Okay, in that case, actually, how about you two just give me... let's call them like strength saving throws. It's kind of try to barrel past you and run into the hallway to protect the mage.
15?
Okay.
14.
You just kind of get knocked prone. Cosmo is this big devil like pushes between the two of you and runs up down the hall to protect its master. I'll say that it used its full action to dash. Now the crystal mage and this big crystalline devil are in this hall.
Oh, you brute!
Yeah, you do the full fainting couch thing. Oh. You slow fall back. They're now in between these two rooms that you guys are now on the opposite ends of. That is your turn, Glebnor.
How wide is the hallway?
We'll say it's about 15
Are they in line or side by side?
They're in a line. The crystal's right in front of you. The mage is on the other side.
Okay. I'm going to attack the... No.
You see the crystal mage is like, help me, Schlebnor! A false god and his disgusting prophet have made their way in. Help! Help!
How far are they down the hall?
I'll say he's... let's call it 20 feet. To get to the crystalline devil.
The mage, how far is
the mage? The mage would be, 25,
okay. I'm assuming the devil thinks I'm friendly and will let me pass.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm going to go down the hall.
Yep.
Pass both of them.
Okay.
And immediately turn around and try and bury my axe in this guy's forehead.
You're in trouble now. Schlebnor is coming. What are you doing? Go ahead and roll an attack.
20.
20 just hits with his crystal shield up.
For 15.
Schlebnor, you fool! Not me, them!
Oh, I'm sorry, my mistake! There's just so much going on, and I'm new. It's my first day!
I lost track of you.
See, the crystal mage just like digs your axe out of like this like crystal armor it formed around itself. It's like, I'm so sick of the nepotism in this place.
It's my first day.
Taluga, that is your turn.
How far away is the crystal mage from me?
From you, we're going to call it like 45 feet. You got pushed 10 feet away. They ran 30. So 40 feet away.
Oh, perfect. I walk back up onto the crystal mage.
He's walking menacingly. This full movement.
You thought you could...
Can you believe the balls on this guy?
You thought you could speak ill of our god and run away like a coward. I didn't know Krizik was a god of cowards.
I'm just repositioning to kill you better.
And as he's... It sounds like excuses. And then I'm going to bonus action activate my claws of blip dual poop.
Oh, no. to remind me what that does, I homebrewed it 3 weeks ago.
It's basically what does that do?
It's like the astral arms from Astral Mom.
Perfect. Yeah, so what does it look like as you summon these extra arms, please?
So you see a very scary looking crab claws with like seaweed just dangling off them.
Gross.
And since I'm a old albino bluefin tuna, they're just aggressively bright white.
Oh.
So it just kind of hurts to look at it directly.
Monstrosity.
And then
you come running in and running away like a little coward, like a little kid, speaking like you know gods and understand them. You fool, understand nothing about gods.
And then I'm going to channel divinity, Radiance of Dawn.
Okay. You're going to hit this guy and the crystal double?
I'm assuming? Yes.
Cool. Go for it.
And then since I forgot, when I activated the claws, he takes... It's a DC 14 wisdom save, or he takes 2d4 psychic damage. So him and the crystal devil.
Both going to make it. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll do that.
The mage makes it. Crystal devil is not as wise. I'll just double check here. Crystal devil fails. So they take 2d4 psychic damage? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So go ahead, roll that for me. Crystal devil like doesn't really understand what's happening fully, but your arms are pretty gross. So
so they take 8.
Even for a devil. They're like, oh, 8? Fuck you.
Does the mage half it?
No.
I think just doesn't take it?
Yeah, on a success, they just don't take it.
Gotcha. And then go ahead and I have to make the con save for the Radiance of Dawn, yeah. I believe, right?
Trying to find it. Radiance of Dawn. Yeah, DC 14 con save.
Ooh, mage fails.
Oh, that's bad damage.
You roll pretty high with that normally. I'm okay with you having bad damage for once. Oh, the crystal devil gets a nat 20, so he shirks
it's,
off
it's,
some
it's
of
just
this.
A rock.
Yeah.
they take 6 and succeed, I guess, take half.
Gotcha. Cool.
And I'm also right up on him, so.
Sick, yeah. You sprint down the hall to confront this Krizik operator. That is going to be Cosmo's turn.
All right, so I'm prone.
You're prone. Can take half movement just to get up, basically.
Half movement just... Oh, okay. I thought it was a full action.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right. So in that case, yeah, I'll use my movement to get up. Half my movement to get up.
Cool.
And first, I'm going to use... Well, so how many of my allies are in front of me?
You can see Toluga and Glebnor in the hallway.
Okay.
In the middle of combat.
So if I were to Thunder Wave them, they'd be impacted by that, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a tight quarters here in this operation, unfortunately. See, it's just like, it's
is the
chaos.
The Crystal Devil an object, or is he a creature?
He's a creature, but he seems to be made out of inorganic material.
Okay. I'm going to lobby for Shatter.
Yeah?
A non-magical object that isn't being worn or carried also takes the damage. Oh, well, I guess it would have hit him anyway.
I think there is a thing in Shatter where if they're made of shit like that. Hold on.
A creature made of inorganic material, such as stone,
yep,
crystal, and metal, has disadvantage on this saving throw. So yeah,
perfect.
I'm going to shatter this.
Hell yeah. You can angle it so that only the crystal devil gets hit with it, too. So like your friends don't. You can like put it in between you and the crystal devil, this wave of sound.
All right. And it's also, if he fails, it pushes him back 10 feet. No. That's
Thunderwave.
I'm
gotcha,
sorry.
Gotcha. No, okay. So con save for shatter.
Con save
make
for
it a
shatter.
Disadvantage.
Yeah. He has to beat a 15.
Disadvantage, he gets a 9. Would have had a 22.
I'm going to cast it at third level.
Tight. Awesome. Yeah, he did not like that. Let's see here. I don't have any weird reaction against it either. Damn. Fuck me up, fam.
So that'll be 16 damage.
Ooh.
So yeah, like I'm like, fuck this, and I whip my disguise off and hit a power cord and
awesome.
That resonates through this fucking crystal devil.
It echoes down the hall and you can see all the crystals and like jutting out piece of gem are like humming and vibrating and pieces of them start shattering on this creature's back. Sick as fuck.
Gertrude is done with this shit.
That will be Theo.
All right, going to try and fix my gun again.
Okay.
Just going back to crisscross.
Give me a second.
That's a nat 20.
Oh, yeah.
Nat 20, I'll give you your turn as well.
Oh, dope.
I'll say, without even having to do it, you just kind of like snap your hand and the barrel clicks back where it's supposed to be.
I think that is the mechanic.
Is it? It seems like it should be.
I've played Gunslinger. I think that happens. Say,
the Warforge you played in my campaign.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
Dope. Yeah. So I do that, and I, you know, stand back up, and I'm like, all right, where the fuck do they go? So I'll run 20 feet through the door, because I think 30 would get me all the way there.
Yep.
So, but I'll run 20, and I'm going to take a shot at the mage.
Perfect.
21.
21 hits. My crystal shield. No.
I'm going to use Piercer to reroll that.
Cool.
One better. 6 damage on the first one, okay. And then second shot, same guy. 26 to hit.
Yeah, it definitely hits. Yeah, you're like firing down the hall, and it's like tearing through this crystal shield he's put over himself.
Going to reroll again because Piercer. 14 damage on the
second
one.
This guy's looking a little fucked up already. Yeah, like, you can see he looks up at you as you're firing at him, and he's like, Chris, he warned us of you!
Never mind, it's not 14 because I can only do that once per turn.
Gotcha.
So I can't reroll, so it would have just been 6 instead of 14.
Gotcha. All right, cool.
And I was raging, so it was 17, not 15 when I hit you.
17 is, the 2 goes on the damage, not on the to hit bonus.
I hit you.
Oh, okay. Hit you for 15. Gotcha. I thought you were talking about his AC.
No problem. I'll take off an extra 2.
I totally forgot. I'll do a rage when I try to Vulcan or pinch that guy.
And can I get a charisma saving throw from Cosmo?
11?
You see that... hold on one second. This emerald eye, this giant mass of emerald, is going to use attraction on you. You have a powerful compulsion to move toward the emerald eye.
No. I don't wanna.
I guess in character I want to, but
yeah, like as you look like rip this power cord, everything shatters in the hallway. You turn around real quick, your eyes just lock with this emerald floating in the center of the room, and your eyes go green. On your turn, it definitely needs you to walk toward it with your movement.
Oh, no.
You can still use your normal actions, but your movement is going to be toward bringing you toward this crystal.
Damn it. Can I save to break this hole?
At the end of your next turn, you can make a save to get rid of it.
My charisma's so high, too.
I know.
Bullshit.
That is my battle mage. Shield has ended at this point now. Back to the top of his turn. He doesn't like this hallway at all.
I bet he doesn't.
He is going to fire a lightning bolt down the hallway.
Which direction?
Straight down the hall. So he's going to be hitting Toluga, Glebnor, and at the end of it's the 100-foot line. Bleebly, you will unfortunately be making this as well. I need a DC 14 dexterity saving throw from you, gentlemen, if you wouldn't mind. You make it with advantage, Glebnor, because you have danger sense.
Don't even need it, but just for funsies. Yeah, 21.
This says I could use my reaction to deflect a spell with my claws.
It has to be a ranged spell attack, not anything you make a saving throw for.
Okay.
Yeah. Unforge.
I gotta learn all this stuff.
I got a 12.
Sorry, bud.
It's all good.
What was it? Dex?
Bleebly's having a rough day.
Yeah. You and me both. 13.
Okay. It goes to DC 14. I'm so sorry.
What the hell, dude? I'm telling my uncle!
That is 28 damage for those that failed.
How much?
28.
I'm down.
Oh, 14. No. 14 for you. Okay. Looking a little hairy. You can see that he uses his third level spell slots. You just blast lightning through this hallway. That is his last third level because he used the other one to kill the fucking guard. But you can see just a glow down the hall as this beam of crackling lightning shoots through the hallway.
Are you looking bleebly?
Oh, I'm down.
I'm down. We're both down.
Yeah.
I had
27 health going into that thing, and he did 28.
So. Oh, I had 13.
Okay. The Crystal Devil, after the mage is kind of like, ah, finally, you kill the one they came with. The Crystal Devil. Actually, Glebnor, you're still up. He's going to attack you. Sorry.
Doesn't he think I'm the nephew of the king?
Oh, that's true. Well, no, because you tried to slash him with a great axe.
He said nepotism.
Okay, I
claimed confusion.
I will let you make a deception check with disadvantage because you just put an axe in someone's body.
Ooh, they are not deceived.
Oh, no. Schlebnor isn't even a name.
What kind of idiot came up with that?
The Crystal Devil is going to make some claw attacks.
Yeah, that's fair.
What's your AC?
15.
Both miss. It's like climbing, trying to climb over the mage to get to you, and you're all squiggly and weird, and it can't like get around you. Unbelievable. It is now your turn, Glebnor.
I'm gonna lobby for something.
Okay.
Daddy's down directly in front of me.
Yep.
The mage is also directly in front of me.
Yep.
If I like the power of Bleebly compels you with my anointing oil,
Okay.
Will Daddy get up?
What is the anointing oil?
The tree oil.
Big T's oils. Oh,
yeah.
It's a lesser restoration, right? That will stabilize him.
Sure. Yeah, you can use it to stabilize. Yep.
How close is Theo?
He's like 25 feet down the hall.
All right, so I can't swing him up. So, if I splash it on the mage,
you might have to make this
slow. We'll have to make the save.
You will get the health back, though.
What's that? Do we remember what we said the health
roll back was? I'm pretty sure it's like 2d4 plus 4. I think it's like a minor health potion.
Okay. Will you let me do that as a bonus action? Whip oil.
Funny. You guys are fucked, oil. So yeah, sure.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
So it's my bonus action. I uncork one of my anointing oils.
Okay.
And I scream out, "The power of Bleebly compels you!"
Oh, boy.
Spraying it all over. All over Daddy and the mage.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll the health?
Yeah.
Yeah, roll the health.
They both get 11 back.
Okay.
But you got to make a DC, what was it, 14 con?
It was a DC 13, but he rolled a 7.
He's slow, baby.
So he's like, get that off
the con save, right?
He was down. Does he have to make the save?
Zack Snyder does. I do. Yeah. Anyone that takes this, unfortunately.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Down with this bullshit.
17 con save.
Yeah, you're not slow.
I'm going to use my movement to get over to Theo.
Fuck.
Pop a greater healing, dump it in his mouth as my action.
Awesome. I don't have a reaction because I'm slowed.
I know.
Get back here. Heritage.
Are my claws down now? Or do I have to?
They react? Stay up. They stay up.
It's a duration thing.
Yeah, it's not like rage where it drops if you drop. Yep. Okay, so Glebnor, you spray anointing oil all over the mage and your down companion with your bonus action. Use your movement to get down the hall and action to feed a potion to Theo. Go ahead, roll that for Theo to see what he pops up back with. Glebnor. It's so funny how Glebnor has to go into like combat medic mode every once in a while. It's always really funny to me.
Well, he's got the mobile feet too, so it's just the easy.
Yeah, I gotta like move around and fucking pick people up.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I'm Abu from Aladdin going after this fucking crystal.
That's literally what's happening.
13 for Bleebly.
Okay, Theo, you pop back up with 13 hit points.
Dope.
Tuluga, it is now your turn with Theo on, or Cosmo on deck.
Look at what the power of Bleebly has done.
That was weird oil.
Shut up. And I just put my hand over.
Shut up.
I put my hand over his face and I inflict wounds.
Oh, fuck you. Okay, go ahead.
Shut up.
14. He does have minus 2 because it's slow, right?
Yep.
Fuck.
And he doesn't have a reaction, so he can't shield.
Doesn't have a reaction, can't shield. His AC goes from 15 to 13 with slow. 14 hits. Roll damage. No, Glebnor, I let you have your fun, and it fucks me every time.
26.
Oh!
Jesus. Can you describe the soupening, please?
So I'm like, shush, 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 shush. You see, Bleebly is a god of might and strength. We also accept everyone. We aren't lame like you with dorkification crystals. Now perish. And I melt.
Just a puddle of bubble and viscera in this hallway. Crystal Devil's
my
like
backs to that.
Crystal Devil's like, just like horrified by this.
Do I smell soup?
Yep. I just made this man soup.
Just like Daddy always makes.
Down the hall, you can hear Spud's like, anybody got a gumbo going?
That's not how the chowder's made, is it?
No, it's not how. I don't know.
Maybe.
Could be.
Is the Crystal Devil still up?
It's was still up and very mad, unfortunately.
And I'm coming for you, big man.
That's what the Crystal Devil sounds like in my head.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
I walk up and I flurry of blows.
There's gravel pouring out of his mouth as you gotta hit him.
A 10 on one.
10 will miss, unfortunately.
And 11 on the other.
11 will miss, unfortunately. You're just like punching rock. He's just like, just trying to get you off of him.
That's my turn.
That is Cosmo.
Okay.
Cosmo, you're like, see the battle, but you can't stop walking toward this glowing green crystal.
Okay. Can I use Misty Step?
to get further away.
Fucking yeah.
Hell yeah.
I don't like it, but yes.
Misty stepping, so like I'm walking forward, but the mist envelops me and brings me back 30 feet, but I'm still walking forward.
You're walking toward it. You use your magic to teleport away. He's now, you guys now see Cosmo appear in the hallway with you and just start walking back from the room he just came in.
Cosmo, what are you doing?
Stop me, please.
You do still have your action, and there's the crystal devil in the hallway with you if you want to do anything with your action. That was Misty Step's a bonus action.
Yeah, I will.
It is a leveled spell, though, so you can only cast a cantrip or use a melee attack.
Right. Yeah. I will use Thunderclap.
Tight. Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
Which is a con 15 saving throw.
Sweet. Oof. Fails with the 13.
So it's going to be 4 damage, and he'll be knocked back 10 feet.
Tight. Okay, cool. You blast this dude with a thunder wave. He gets pushed back down the hall. It's just waves of sound come out of your guitar toward him. You're still walking toward him while doing it. dope. Theo. As you.
Wait, don't make your save to try and break the trance.
Right, I have the charisma save.
DC
right?
13 charisma save. Yep.
23.
Okay, yeah. Now that you're away from the eye, it's like you're out of its eye line. Can get away from it. Yeah. Theo.
I did not want to be closer to that thing.
Theo's going to use Glebnor to get up. Oh, God. Magic fucking sucks. Okay, what's up? And going to see the crystal devil and just going to shoot it.
Go for it.
23 to hit. 9 damage on the first one.
Okay.
And then 18 to hit.
18 hits.
10 damage on the second one.
God damn, yeah. Just start unloading on this thing. You guys can hear ricochet rounds down the halls, breaking off bits of crystal and gem.
And I'm gonna start walking towards where Toluga is, but stumbling because I'm still fucked up from the lightning. motherfucker.
Yeah, tell me about it.
No one is in range of my emerald, so nothing happens there. The battle mage is dead. That is the crystal devil. He's gonna
don't do it
down the hall a little.
Does he provoke opportunity? Here. Or was he pushed 10 feet?
He's pushed 10
feet. So he's walking back to
back
us.
Towards you guys. Yep.
I actually think I got that wrong. If you want to move him back up 10 feet.
Yeah, he was going to do this.
Because Thunderclap and Thunderwave are two different things.
Oh, yeah, you have a lot of thunder.
Thunderous,
based exactly. abilities. Okay.
For the comments.
I got it wrong. It affected quite literally nothing, I promise you. Okay, he is going to use Crystalline Spray in a 15-foot cone.
Wait, what?
So I think it's going to hit Glebnor and Cosmo.
I'm with Theo.
You're with Theo? Oh, yeah, you went down the hall.
Glebnor is farther than I am.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think where you would be in relation to him. I think it might just hit you, Cosmo, unfortunately. I think you're the only one. Because you're in the middle of the hallway, kind of.
I was, 10 feet behind him, and then I missed his step 30 feet. So I'm 20 feet in front of him now.
Yeah, so he's going to come towards you and spray crystals at you. You're unfortunately, you teleported into the heart of a crystal explosion.
I didn't want to be walking towards that green crystal anymore. I'm full HP, whatever.
You're just going to take 9 piercing damage as just shards of crystal spray out of his mouth at you.
Look at that. It hurts as fuck, but I don't
want to live that. Buckshot. sick. That is Glebnor now, Toluga on deck.
How far is the devil?
From you, we'll say 30 feet down the hall.
Most of my movement.
Cool. Fly up.
Get up on him.
Sweet. Yeah, you push by Cosmo and get up there.
And we're going to use the Great Axe.
Okay, go for it.
Does a nat 20 hit?
Get out of here.
And I use the Vicious Great Axe.
It'll do extra damage. That hasn't happened yet. That's exciting.
I know.
Okay.
For a nice 14.
And how much is the extra damage on the Vicious Great Axe?
+3.
+3. Okay, cool.
Plus I'm raging. Okay, so 5.
Gotcha.
You rolled an extra damage dice?
It does it automatically.
Oh, okay.
This thing is just finished spraying all of these shards out. Doesn't see this fast puddle moving down the hall. You come up underneath him and just cut at his neck with this huge great axe. He's still hurt. He's not still up, but you can see gravel and bits just spray out of his mouth where you've stopped his deluge of crystals with your axe.
Ow!
That is Toluga. All right. With Cosmo on deck.
I'm going to punch him with the claws.
All right, yeah. So you have to move down the hall a little bit, but yeah, you have your move up. Yeah, you wind up with Glebnor. You guys just kind of like get on either side of this crystal devil and start fighting it.
It's 10.
10 will miss.
I'm going to flurry.
Okay.
15?
15 just hits.
Oh, thank God. For 8.
Okay.
And then that's a nat one.
Okay, yeah, you just start running up and just start unloading on this thing. Bits of crystal are coming off this thing finally. You're starting to get to the meaty bits underneath. And yeah, awesome. Cosmo, that's you with Theo on deck.
Okay, I'm like plucking out bits of crystal out of me.
A needler before they blow up.
Yeah. I'm going to booming blade this guy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So
sick. New gun.
Yeah, you run up into the fray with Glebnor and Taluga, wind up your axe. Go ahead and make an axe attack with Booming Blade for me.
Fucking nat one.
Oh, no. I think it's mostly that you can't, like, get an angle because this hallway's small, and now Glebnor and Taluga are on either side. You, like, swing the axe back. It gets, like, stuck in the wall. And you're like, fuck me if I try to pull it out in the hallway trying to get out of there.
I'm going to bonus action Thunderous Smite.
Yeah, so that'll set you up for your next turn.
So, oh, okay. Yeah.
So it'll like electrify your guitar. So when you hit him on the next one, it'll do the
thunder. He'll probably be dead by then. So
he might be. Who knows? You guys are rolling really swingy. So it doesn't. I'm not totally sure. he's looking hurt finally, but he does still have a good chunk of health left. This thing was a lot healthier than the mage.
I was going to say, this guy's hanging in.
Yeah, he's beefy. I'll let you guys know how many hit points he has at the end.
Yeah, I'll thunder a smite.
Sick. Yeah, you get your guitar ready, kind of find a better angle in the hall to stand.
Yeah.
Cool. That is Theo.
All right. I'm going to move up a little more, probably be like 15 feet away from everything, cool. And just start unloading on this thing. 18 to hit.
18 hits.
14 damage on the first one. And that's 12 to hit on the next one.
12 miss. So cool.
And then I'm going to bonus action second wind because...
Yeah, get a little back there.
Just in case I get hit again, you know, die.
Yeah, you put a bullet in this thing's like... chest, and you can see it's now like trying to keep itself together, but it is now in this like crystal rage. It's going to attack Glebnor and Taluga. Make two crystal claw attacks at you.
No, he's not.
I mean, I might.
You could try.
He'll fail.
Okay. It's a 21 to hit Glebnor and a 17 to hit Taluga.
Well, you hit.
I thought you had something. I was like, oh, what's he going to do?
I was waiting for him to be like, this thing I have.
No, I got nothing.
I'm all talk.
Actually, hold on. Oh, no.
Nope, definitely don't have anything.
Oh, wait, no, I totally can. A warding flare.
Okay. Make him reroll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Just see my eyes flash bright. Just kind of flashbang him real quick.
You blast him like a headlight, and he's just like, ah! His crystal attack does hit you, Glebnor, for 10, half to 5. But he misses you as the warning flare goes off. And he's trying to like cover his eyes as you're like glowing in his face.
Man, I always forget I have that.
Cool. That is Glebnor with Taluga on deck.
Really should I use that more often?
Yeah.
Here comes the axe. Wait, Taluga's right there?
Taluga's right there.
Here comes the hammer.
Okay. Oh, you want the sneak attack, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
13?
13 misses.
That's the sound of me missing.
Thanks for that, Foley. Glebnor.
Wait. That's a finesse weapon.
Yeah.
Two weapon fighting. I'm just trying to just poke him with my dagger.
Give him a little stab.
Shank him a little bit. 19.
19 hits.
For 7.
Okay.
Wait, do I get sneak attack on that?
Sure do. It's a finesse weapon. You get allies around you.
For another 6.
Okay. So 13 total?
Yes.
Okay, this guy's looking real fucked up.
Still up.
Real fucked up.
Well, now you can fucking electrically.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Might the shit out of him.
Taluga, that is you.
You struck my son! Perish!
Here comes the nat 20.
Oh my god, I'm rolling so bad. I rolled a 10.
No. Yeah, he like stiff arms you down.
And unarmed strike. Oh my god. 13.
13 misses. Yeah, he just bats you guys away. This thing is on its last legs. It's getting ready for like its last hurrah, but Cosmo, that is you.
Yeah, I'm gonna
electrified guitar now.
Flip the guitar around and grab it by the neck and Dreadsteel Hellion Axe attack.
Let's go.
Oh, that's a 17.
Ooh.
And 15 damage.
Plus the smite?
Oh, plus the thunderous smite. That gives me 2d6 on top of that.
Yep, so we're at 15.
Four, so 19.
Describe it for me, please.
Oh, yeah. So like I said, he just sort of flips the guitar up and grabs it by the neck and runs through and sort of like samurai slices through him.
Spray know? Of crystals behind.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Perfect. It's wicked Kurosawa.
Just shatters all over the place.
Yeah.
Just hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and also, I believe that spell is really loud, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it echoes through the entire warehouse.
Yeah, He would have, like, all that, those crystals get pushed 10 feet away in all sick. Sorts of directions.
Cosmo, we're trying to be stealthy.
Jesus Christ, Cosmo. Keep it down.
I have a question. All this rock and roll attacking with sound waves, did the crystals that were packaged outside survive?
Interesting. Can I get an arcana check?
From who?
Theo? Theo, actually, because you're the only one that's like close enough to that room.
15.
With a 15, as the sound of Cosmo's like rockin' metal echoes down the hall, you turn around and you can see that all the crystals in this box are vibrating and then go inert, diffusing the magic inside. So we can come out of initiative now. The battle is done. You have defeated the crystal mage and their crystalline devil. And yeah, Theo, you're looking down the hall at your friends who are all pretty beat up right now, and like a crumpled pile of rock. then behind you, yeah, there is just like, you can feel the energy leave these crystals. And I think, can you actually make an athletics check real quick for me, Theo?
Athletics?
Yeah, athletics.
It's a 19. Well, it's a nat 20 minus 1 to a 19.
Gotcha. I'll say Spud is trying to push you out of the way. He's like, I know that tune. He's like trying to get by. He's like, move fucking out of the way. Stop. He's like trying to get between your legs.
Can I just like push him?
Yeah, whatever. Fuck you. Cosmo. Cosmo.
Spud.
Cosmo.
All right, gotta stop that. All right, I'm out of that.
That voice is so easy to slip Bupkish. Into. And you guys see Spud run down the hallway, his little mohawk flapping in the wind. He like throws his drumsticks to the ground, leaps up and hugs Cosmo. Oh, Cosmo, he told me awful things. He said that Acid Splash wasn't a band anymore, and I've been hearing this horrible tune. Help me.
You're all right now, Bupkis. I got you, buddy. I lied. I always needed a rhythm section.
I had khakis on. They were tight on my little ankles.
They looked awful on
you,
dude.
It was so bad. There was a collar on my neck.
I know.
Not like a cool metal one, like made of cotton.
You're all right, buddy. You and Kimmy. I don't know what happened to the other one.
Damien?
Yeah. What happened to Damien? Is he part of this whole nonsense?
He was the one that got us all in this in the first place. He was all into this new thing, and he told me and Kimmy to come with him. We were going to check out this new... There's like a guy that we met. He was... it's all really fucking blurry right now. I feel hungover. Can I get a beer just to kind of reset a little bit?
You got a beer in any of that bottomless bag of yours?
I need to sit down.
Hold on. I guess I... Let me just check what I got in here.
Can I get a luck check for a cold brewski?
Yeah. 14.
Yeah, you pull out a frosty Modelo from inside.
Here you go, man.
The bag of holding. Oh, thank you. He takes it off with his
That's
teeth.
That's it, buddy.
Okay, so Damien was like all excited about, he knew a guy in the upper city who was going to like sign us, and he didn't think you would like the new direction, so he kind of cut you out of it, I think. I don't know, though, because then he gave Kimmy this necklace, and she was acting all dorky, and he was being weird about it, and we were supposed to go to this place to see, it was like a youth group center, and then before I knew it, my shoes were so small and so leather.
Dude, you're cool, man. I get it. We got Kimmy back.
You got Kimmy?
Yeah, she's recovering. She's worse for wear than you, but...
Yeah, it was hard to get that necklace on me. I'm real quick. He kind of like dodges around a little bit.
Yeah, I know, dude. I know. That's why you lay down sick beats at real fast BPMs.
I feel all fucking woozy and weird. Where the hell are we? This isn't even the Hellion Quarter, is it?
Nah, man. We're in the... What the hell do we call it?
Firebelly
Foundry.
Firebelly Foundry.
Yeah, we're in the quarter, dude.
Oh, the quarter. Good. The quarter. What the hell is this place? Oh, sorry, guys. I didn't even introduce myself. Everybody, Spud Bupkis.
He goes to shake everyone's hand. What up, Spud?
I shake it with my astral claw.
Oh, yeah, sick. He grabs a little lobster claw and kind of shakes it.
soon.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, great. I've kind of been rolling with these guys. We've been practicing for Battle of the Bands tomorrow, man.
Battle of the Bands is tomorrow?
Yeah, dude. Not enough time for Acid Splash to get their stuff together. Especially if Damien sold out, man.
Fucking Damien.
His leads were always fucking whack.
I mean, hey, you preach in the choir. All right. Should we get the fuck out of here then? Let's leave. Let's leave now.
We have something to do.
Hold on.
We
got business.
I have a suggestion.
I'm going to start walking to the crystal.
Me too.
Yeah, of course.
We're both. Yeah, no, it's crystal related.
Can I walk and talk?
Tell you guys what it did to me?
Yeah, please.
I mean, you can. Yes. But I'm just going to start.
All right. Well, I mean, like, listen, guys, that crystal was calling out to me in, like, not a cool way.
Are you sure it wasn't cool?
I'm almost positive, dude. I didn't want to walk towards it, and I was like walking towards it.
Frisbee the hole behind it.
But I want to walk towards it.
Yeah, but we want to go to it. We need it.
It sounds like nothing I'm going to say is going to convince you, so.
Well, we got to get it in that hole somehow.
Just make some perception checks, if you guys wouldn't mind. As you guys are in this hallway now, outside the, like, main room this emerald's in.
9?
16?
13?
14.
Teluga, you just kind of hear very, very faintly, "Clouds wide open under the fucking sky or something."
Yeah, that's that whack ass tune that I've been hearing.
Son, give me a pamphlet.
What are you gonna do with the pamphlet?
I'm gonna counteract this. I'm gonna whip it at the crystal and counteract it with the power of Bleebly.
All right, so you're going to walk in the room and huck a Bleebly license plate at this crystal?
Well, I want to channel some religion into it.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Obviously.
Of course. Obviously, yes.
How did you not pick up on that, Ryan?
Give me a religion check, if you wouldn't mind.
Then I'm going to guidance this.
Sure.
So,
16?
Well, do you want to deal with that?
I will just say that you infuse a bit of magic into this license plate with a 16. As you huck it in the air, you can all see that, like, the letters that spell out Bleebly glow a little bit on the pamphlet, and it just gets lodged in the crystal.
Hell yeah.
Sticking there. It still has an unearthly hum to it.
I was going to say, based on what I've deduced so far, the resonance of my music versus this song seemed to counteract. So if I can roll high enough on performance, can I neutralize this crystal?
100%.
Yeah, all right.
Can I get a performance check from our bard, please?
Here we go.
I'm going to pat him on the back. Don't worry, Bleebly believes in you.
Is that some sort of guidance?
Yes.
Is that a d4, right?
Yes.
All right. So that's a 25 total.
I really thought I had you. I got a 22.
Oh! I mean, I rolled 24 initially without the guidance.
That's crazy.
So I just let out one of the most gnarliest riffs.
Yeah, and you can see that the crystal, like, hums and vibrates, and it almost looks like it's trying to shake out of its own containment to get away from the rock.
Yeah.
And eventually, this, like, sickly static green fades out of the crystal, and it's now just, like, a floating kind of half-cut gem. Still very heavy, but half-cut no longer...
What do you think of that?
No longer emanating a, auditory curse.
Garbage.
Yes.
Daddy?
What?
You're a classically trained cleric, aren't you?
Actually, technically, yeah.
That staff on the floor made of crystal? Oh. Maybe throw it in the bag?
Maybe? I guess I go to grab it.
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
It's like a... It's just a spellcasting focus for a crystal mage.
You
might make a nice gift.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't really use these. I got these.
I know.
And those. And these. And I flex with the guns.
What if Yahoodle needs a new staff?
Do we want to give her a staff from a guy that was pro-Krizik?
Maybe she can infuse it with Bleebly power. Push out the Kriz, out with the old, in with the new.
Can I check if the staff has, like, if it's just a focus or if it's,
I would
like,
say
critically
it's like
powered?
It'd be like a plus one spellcasting focus for.
It's just, I guess Yahoodle. Sorry, Yahoodle.
We could use plus one.
She could use it, but I mean, we could also probably just. We'll just sell it.
We could do that.
We should probably get out of here, though, right?
Wait, hold on.
Here's my plan.
You're good.
Hole on the floor. Newly neutralized crystal into the hole. Everyone but me into the hole. I look like a firebelly dwarf. I come running out of there, hole in pocket. There's a crazy man in there. He's killing all the Krizik believers. I gotta get out of here. Another deception.
Okay. The issue with that is
we can only
last a certain amount of time in the hole.
How long?
Let me look up
Urchin the, Sense.
Portable
I
hole.
I think it's a minute, but
oh, Jesus, never mind.
I don't think it's a long.
You're not that fast.
Like an hour.
10 minutes, maybe?
I think it's actually based on how many people are in it.
Oh, you're sucking up the air in there?
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Allow me to re-Gertrude myself.
Regurgitude. Regurgitude.
Oh, so a breathing creature within a closed portable hole can survive for up to 10 minutes.
That might be enough time to get us out of Dodge, and then you all come spilling out of breath.
Since he was tracking, he would know how long it took from the gate to here.
Be able to get back because you can move, because you're an urchin, you can move down streets you've been across twice as fast. I will say it'll be a little close, but you can probably get right back to that gate within 10 minutes if you were to, like,
no distractions,
time it.
Should I Gertrudified just to minus the amount of breathing creatures?
Yeah, maybe Gertie.
In case people
are going to try and stop to talk to Gertie. She's quite alert.
The portable hole is actually, unlike the bag of holding, actually, it's just 10 minutes for anybody in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can't increase their breathing?
Like blow in the bag or something. I don't know how else you're going to get around
that.
Oh
no, CO2. It's getting sleepy in here.
Well, hold on. We gotta bleebly this place up real quick.
Yeah, of course.
Can I get a performance check from everyone to trash this place? You can see Spud's like,
finally!
I'm going to give myself guy
13.
Nat 20, and that equals a 30. Fuck this warehouse.
I got a
19.
What
do you want to do to this warehouse? Literally, man, the world is your oyster.
I just start pulling down shelves and fucking it up like a riot. I don't know. Fuck it.
Yeah, you just go full punk mode.
Yeah.
You're just like,
fuck this place up.
Smashing everything inside. You guys are like graffitiing like bleebly shit, and you're like, damn, Cosmo's going off. Really wailing on this whole place.
It personal.
Yeah. Spud's like, fuck yeah, dude. He's just like kicking over trash cans.
You're the band leader, man.
Everyone's losing it. What are you guys doing on your bleebly graffiti art? Just so I know.
Oh, guns.
Yeah, I'm just drawing guns.
I'm going to. Bleebly. I want to try and draw a gun shooting like a ram's head and just like
I'm gonna draw
crosses
a,
over the
eyes. I'm going to draw a water gun.
Like an emoji.
He brings the wet.
Oh, man. Tight. Any mention?
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I would like to try and as best I can get my pamphlet information onto the wall.
Okay. And I'll just
Bleebly, he brings the wet.
Bruce West,
Slayer of Krizik,
you know, yeah, the old ditty,
Killer of the Dry, newest god on the block.
Okay,
you know.
All right, so is the plan you're gonna try to get everyone?
Except
in?
All.
You're gonna try to get sure.
Before we dip into the hole, I want to grab the inert bracelets.
Okay, yeah, sure, perfect. Yeah, you grab all these bracelets that have no longer have they still have crystals in them, but the crystal's been
so now they're the diffused of this cover. Magic.
And you said there was like 40 of them,
like 40 in a case, yeah.
We're bringing all a Slooble drip.
Oh, no. Okay. Everyone's going to jump in the bag. I'm going to need like a stealth check from Glebnor. As you guys all jump into this portable. Actually, first, can I get an athletics check to push this giant emerald inside the portable hole?
I've rolled my stealth already.
Okay, what's your stealth?
25.
Okay. So you'll have no problem tracing your steps back to the gate.
So athletics from everyone?
Whoever's trying to push it in. If you guys are all doing like a combined effort,
I would help my son,
please. Yeah.
18.
I have no strength, so I'm probably just going to cheer
help
on.
Action.
I rolled a 17.
Yeah. So. Oh, perfect. Yeah.
18.
Yeah. You're like still just looking at your gun, like, what happened, man? Just like,
what are you doing?
You got this, Glebnor. I'm just.
Yeah. And the three of you are able to all put a bit of a heave ho into this, and you see the emerald just fall into the portable hole and just kind of land with a thud. And then you guys jump inside it.
I guess there's a bottom to this.
I give Glebnor's map case back.
Ah.
Okay. So with your, 25 stealth, you were able to hoof it out of there. You see like one of these like dwarven miners is kind of like coming down the way toward their
no time.
He's just like,
I stiff arm him.
So like, what happened down there?
You're just a complete...
No time! Whoa. I'm trucking.
Rude! You sluice full speed. To everyone else, it looks like a dwarf running, but you know that underneath, it's just,
yeah, it's just goo propelling you through the streets.
You're able to get back to the checkpoint. Can I get either a stealth or a deception check to sneak back in?
23 stealth?
Yeah, that guy's like sitting there. You can see he's like, I hope things work out with Gertrude. I think she might be the one.
The second I'm past the gate, I pull the hole open.
Perfect. Yeah, you all come to in the Hellion Quarter. You can see Spud's like, fuck me! Just climbing out of it. Oh, God. Yeah, where would you guys like to go?
Well, the back to Kiki, store. I guess.
To Kiki.
Yeah,
to yeah. Kiki you
go. Say hi to Gort.
sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Is Doreen's on the way to the bookstore? Will we have to pass it?
In the Hellion Court. You don't have to pass it. You could, though.
Might as well see if Mountacles is back while we're here.
And we can do that after, can't we?
Well, I feel like things might start snowballing once Kiki gets this crystal.
Yeah, go ahead. So yeah, you lead everyone back toward Last Drop.
Yeah.
And you actually, yeah, I'll say make a perception check, Glebnor, as you roll up. Kind of a low DC on this one.
16?
16. You can see that as you approach, doorway still has no door because there's no one to guard it anymore.
But is there somebody standing in front of it?
You don't see Bouncicles, but you can see that he has left you a message in Thieves' Cant.
He's a rogue?
He responded to my message.
He doesn't know. Daddy!
What?
Special writing.
Whose?
It looks like it was written with hooves.
Bouncicles!
Hooves! What does it say?
To my dear friends, specifically Toluga.
To my dear friends, specifically Toluga.
The hunt goes well.
The hunt goes well.
I believe I've tracked this horrible man.
I believe I have tracked this horrible man.
He's in the upper quarter.
The upper quarter is where he's at.
We will reconvene soon, my brother.
We will reconvene.
It's okay, sound it out.
You got it, son. You're doing great.
Reconvene.
There you go.
Soon.
Okay, wonderful. I'll leave a message too.
Sure, go ahead.
You want to dictate it so I do it in Thief Can?
I mean, I can also just write it in Minotaur.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
To my dearest blood brother, Bouncicles. My son has dictated your message to me. Wonderful news. We will reconvene soon and lay waste to this terrible person. Love, Toluga.
See, Doreen pops her head out a window. Are you guys graffitiing on my door again? What's
no, no,
going
no, no,
on?
No, 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 no.
Hon, what are you doing?
Hi, Doreen.
Hi. Hello,
how
everyone.
You doing?
Hi. Hello. Oh, and Spud. Hi, Spud. Hi, Doreen. Bouncicles came by. He's still on the quest. He's really focused. He canceled all his shifts this weekend, so that's great.
Sorry.
Don't worry. He'll be done soon.
Okay. Well, you guys gonna be in the Battle of the Bands tomorrow?
Oh hell yeah!
You know it.
All right, I'll be there cheering.
Give her one of the.
You want a bracelet?
Oh, hold on. I got something just for you. If they give you a bracelet, don't put it on. Put this one
oh,
on.
Oh, perfect. Like a pre-sale? Oh, all right.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Have a little bracelet on.
39 bracelets.
Well, I'll see you boys later. Have fun.
Bye, Doreen.
Bye.
Bye, Dory.
You guys wander away from Doreen.
To the bookstore!
Making your way to the bookstore.
Before we take off, P.S., we are in Slooble Drip. If you have a visit... Oh, sorry. We are in Slooble Drip. If you want to visit or need a sanctuary, visit there. Okay. And mention my name.
Should we tell him not to put on a bracelet?
P.P.S.
P.P.S. Do not put on a bracelet. I will leave one
Unless
here.
We give one to you.
I will leave one here with your name on it. Now put one on the ground and say, for Bouncicles, if stolen, I will kill you.
Dorian's like, that's so much on my wall. It's like a constitution on there. You've written so much. It's
well,
fine.
Bye, Dorian.
Bye.
Bye.
You guys make your way back to the Thieves Guild with Kiki the Kikimora. Sure. What do you got?
421 to sneak behind Gort.
Make a perception check to find Gort.
Ooh, he's getting better.
He might be level 13. 3.
A
That's a 6 from Gort. He's inside a barrel, but he has not taken the top of the barrel off, so his head's just poking out of the barrel. He's not even looking in the right direction.
He's going to tap on his head from behind him.
Ah!
Hey, Gort. Still, it's good to see you. Still working on it.
Okay, Gleb. No, I've almost perfected my hidden art.
Keep up the good work, buddy.
I'm trying. It's good to have you, Glebnoy. I believe, much like iron sharpens iron, we have truly improved our skills together.
I pluck one of his feathers out and say that's for Gertrude.
Sorry, I'm working on it.
Dory, Kiki's in, right?
Kiki's in, yes. She's getting along quite well with your little kobold friend. They're having tea.
Excellent.
Yardo drinks tea?
Weird. You guys are let inside. Fucking secret bookcases, crazy stairwells, fucking crazy hallways. You guys make it to the end, and you can see that massive Kiki's like huge. She's like a giant crow woman. She has a very, very tiny teacup, and she's sitting there with our little kobold Yarno, who has a much bigger teacup based on his size. They're like, "Oh, you guys are back. That was quick. How'd it go?"
It went.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, flawless.
Oh,
we did it.
Give it.
He's like trying to push by it.
Relax. We're all friends here.
I just really want to touch it and sit on it, maybe.
Right, well, maybe encase the...
Like a nest, like a big egg. Like a lovely egg.
This makes sense.
A gemmy egg.
Can you just...
A jag.
We'll do it.
Give me my jag.
Listen, if you don't want scrambled jigs, how are things with Yarno?
Going quite well. Yarno has plans to scout our enemies. Yeah, I got lots of plans. So it seems like from what I can tell, the king is throwing this big battle of the bands thing, and he's got stormcallers all around him, it seems like.
Do we think he's in cahoots?
I don't know. Kiki? She's like, hard to tell. He's a kind of a simple king. He's kind of just wanted to lay low down here, much like his father and his grandfather before him. They're not really into getting into the action. I can't imagine him aligning with Stormcallers, but who knows? From what I can tell, they've been using some kind of strange mind-altering magic, so something may be afoot.
Don't we know about it?
So what is my big gem doing down there? Is it safe?
Perfectly safe.
Okay.
How is our reward looking?
Looking quite well.
If you wouldn't mind.
I'd really love to not pay rent with blood.
I'm gonna take Toluga off to the side a little bit and just kind of be like, do you think we should give her a couple of the bracelets?
Oh, I
to
was
have,
totally gonna.
To have some of the spies get in, and if things go south, we can have, you know, Shank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. I was totally going to do that.
But I
it was
see
gonna
you
be a
pantomiming shanking over there.
Hey, we're sidebarring.
You're pantomiming, so we can all see it. Who are we stabbing? What's going on?
Excuse me. Respect the sidebar.
Oh, if I can respect the sidebar. Kiki, like, rolls her eyes at Yarno.
I'm like, yeah, we'll do. And then I also pantomime. Yeah, that sounds great. I was going to, you know, make it a separate offer and not tack it onto this.
Oh, so no, yeah, no. I was just figuring, get on the same page.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
As long as we're not giving a bracelet to the shadow.
Excuse me, Cosmo. Sidebar.
You guys are 2 feet away from me.
Yarno's like, it's kind of a small room, guys. It's
I mean,
no one respects the sidebar.
You can put fingers in ears, guys. Come on.
Oh, we're going to ear muff it. Okay.
Yeah, jeez. All right, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So, my big gem.
My reward.
My jig.
My reward.
I have something for you, Glebnor, but you don't have hands, so I'm not sure I'm going to use these.
Tell me more.
You are a big oaf.
Yes, I am.
A buffoon.
Some
might
say.
Much like an ogre, in my mind.
Yes. I'm loving what I'm hearing.
These are the gauntlets of ogre power.
Okay.
They're pretty sick gloves, but I guess you could push your pseudopod in there, maybe, or something. It's in there now. Okay. Gross.
The Gauntlets of Ogre Power, once attuned, will make your strength score 19. Nice little boost for you there.
Yeah.
Because I know you have a lot of stats you need to be working on right now.
Yeah.
All right, Toluga?
Yes?
What are you in the mood for? What are you
I have
you
no
fancy?
Idea.
Neither do I. You're tough to shop for.
You're telling me. I also have a lot going on, and none of it really matches up well.
I was kind of looking over all of your abilities and skills, and there were so many things that conflicted so hard. It was really hard
You're
to
telling
tell.
Me.
Honestly, I'm going to gift you this book that I think will be helpful for the whole party. In my brief interactions with the three of you, I am very worried that your low intelligence and general insight into the world will kill you. So, you know, here is a tome of understanding. It's got charged up. I boosted this thing up so all three of you can use it. It'll take a while to read, and it is quite boring. But if you get through it, it'll improve your wisdom.
Do you have a tome of patience as well?
No, I do not. If I did, I'd be using it right now, wouldn't I, Glebnor? Give me my fucking jacket. Everyone was like, damn.
So wait, what's this thing called?
The Tome of Understanding.
Okay.
Let's not forget God.
Well, we've made our bargain, haven't we, Bleebly?
Yes, we have, Kiki.
It is going to hurt me to part with this. I've had it for a long time now.
Yes, but it'll make me happy to have it.
That's true. And I do want my jag.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually wrong. I went through my records, by the way. I was all confused last time we spoke. I received this actually a little bit sooner than I thought I did.
And I just, again, I have to retcon this because I said she met Raiden with Ellie 10 years ago, I believe.
Well, you said 15. It was 10.
It was closer to 10. So she's going to let you know now.
It was 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. I added this to my collection. I will miss it. But that's fine. You seem to have a lot of fun shooting things, so...
I very much do enjoy it.
Yeah. Good luck finding your battle mistress, and thank you for my big jag!
And she slides the pistol over to you.
Wait, what about Cosmos?
Cosmo?
I think he just needs cash.
Cosmo, I thought of something special for you, actually. We have a small apartment above the bookshop. And it's kind of soundproof, so we can do our sneakery and thievery inside it. If you would like, you may move in and sublet a room in this apartment.
Oh, you have no idea how much that would mean to me.
I know you're at that weird hostel, and I,
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a bad vibe.
Yeah,
so,
he sucks.
Please.
Grimsley, I hate him.
There's a small kitchenette, and,
Oh, I'm going to move in later today, man.
Okay, yeah, sure. We're going to clean it up a little. But yeah, that's fine. No,
we'll get it ready. It cannot be worse than my place right now.
That's fine. Okay, good. So, it all worked out. Magical items for all of you and a small apartment for your friend.
Soundproof. I'm going to be making a lot of noise in there.
I bet you will.
I'm going to hold open the bag wide. The hole. I'm going to stretch my hole.
Oh my god.
I saw it happening in your face. I saw you start talking and fine stretch my hole in there.
I will dig into your hole.
And Kiki's giant crow claws go inside of the portable hole. She removes this massive jeg. I can see that her and her little like Kenku are all like, they have to like help her hold it up because it's very heavy. She's like, it's a big one.
Need help? I got these new gloves.
Yeah, give me an athletic check with the new gloves if you wouldn't mind.
17.
Yeah, you see, you push it out of the portable hole, lands in the center of her treasure trove. There's like coins and gems everywhere. And she pops up on it and is like, oh, that's the stuff. Just kind of like kneads her way onto this big crystal.
Starting to rethink my residency here.
I'm really happy I hired you guys. This all worked out great.
Yeah.
Anywho, what was that about the wristbands? You give me some wristbands?
Sidebar? No one respects it.
You weren't very quiet.
I didn't hear anything about a wristband.
Thank you, son. See, my son respects the sidebar.
It's a good champion right there.
Yes.
She like leans over to Yarno.
I didn't know his son had ears. Just kind of look at those weird little wet holes on the side of it. That's fine. Okay, yeah, no.
You see Toluga unplug his ears? See, that's respecting the sidebar right there.
I'm sorry, I didn't know your sidebar rules. They're pretty specific.
Anyways.
Big deal in Bleebly culture.
Yeah, they're like a cornerstone of this faith, apparently.
We have these, and I show her the wristbands, and they aren't corrupted.
Oh.
I got 38 of them.
Does that mean the other wristbands everyone will wear tomorrow?
Yeah, totally. They're going to be bad.
Right.
We're giving those out to every...
You?
No, not me, but in the town. They've been giving out to everyone in the Hellion Quarter.
Yeah, not great. But
yeah, can we explain to Kiki like what?
Yeah,
we found,
give her so the rundown, that, kind of.
Tell her about Dorkifying.
Yeah, I guess Toluga will take the lead in explaining everything. So we have these, so we can give you some to sneak. Probably your best people.
Gort,
your
yes.
best people.
Not your most needs improvement.
Not your, let's say, level 2 people.
All right, cross Gort off the short list.
Okay.
Off the Gort list?
I can give you 10 to 18.
Okay, 10 should be fine. I don't really have that many rogues. I have a good amount, but not that I would... I don't have many above level 2. On a scale of 2 to 20, I would say they're 2s.
Kind of flim-flam operation are you running here?
It's a thieves' guild. It's, you know, there's always so many thievering, sneaky crow people in this city. What a minority!
A lot
there's
of
fucking...
people want to steal shit.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take 10 of those. Perfect. Great.
So, great. What are you going to offer?
Oh.
Well, I want something. You're the thieves' guild. Aren't you supposed to deal and haggle?
I mean,
you got nothing.
I have everything I want now. So it's hard for me to think about things to give you. What do you want for these wristbands?
Aren't you
giving me the wristband so I can help you? What is this?
No, right. Well, we're negotiating here.
If you give me the wristbands, I will let my rogues use them to sneak into this festival and
back
I don't
us
know
up.
What back you up. Is
Shut
that the plan?
Up. Did the owner of the gun leave anything else?
No, she was an interesting woman. Quite young, quite precocious. She wouldn't give me her name. She's real cagey about that. She was smart. And the thing she wanted the most was, a pathway to Yeageron.
Did you provide that?
I did.
One of those, please.
Interesting. For me to give up that secret information, I was given a whole magical weapon.
Yeah, we just got non-magical wristbands.
Weird. Fashionably divergent.
They're better than the magical ones that would have dorkified
True,
your...
you would have been wearing khakis right now.
Yeah.
Not only that, we've also provided you with Yarno.
Hmm. So Yarno will stay here with me?
What?
Well, Yarno is
Yarno's
setting
like,
up
wait,
a...
what?
Yarno's setting up a,
Yarno's
a whole
network.
Network down here, so he's going to be able to feed you information.
Help your operation.
He's great at making ovens. And stoves.
Mm. Plus, we'll give you a punch
Stubbins, if you will.
A punch card.
Also, if he hasn't told you yet, he's working on a microwave.
A small wave. Interesting. Well, I could
greet someone microscopically.
Oh, I was picturing like, oh, ocean wave. Tiny wave.
Also, I'll give you a half-punched punch card for cruds.
Secondhand sandwiches?
Secondhand sandwiches. Which are now in the improvement stages.
Do they still have the staple deluxe?
Of course.
I mean, that's a staple.
15.
Okay, and how many? You've got multiple punches on the punch card?
5 of 10.
5 of 10. That is valuable. Well, I suppose I can trade you the coordinates to Yeageron for the half-filled-out crud secondhand sandwiches punch card and 10 unmagical bracelets. Because that is the equivalent of a fucking gun.
And the Yarno network.
I'm going to do it because I like Yarno. We had tea. I think we have a good thing going here.
Son, you really pushed that. Great job.
I just shoot just the end of the map case out. Slide.
Oh, it's not that kind of map.
Whoops.
Yeageron isn't on Aeona. Yeageron moves above. And she pulls out this like strange little chart out of like a little her little desk drawer. Like a little sphere that almost looks like stars. And as she pushes a button on the side, you can see that there
what
is
the?
A floating chart. It looks like a like sphere of like
star
what,
chart.
Basically what Aeona like as a planet looks like. And you can see that there are these like intersecting arcane ley lines that travel all around. The way that Yeageron has been able to hide itself from Krizik for so long is because Yeageron is a moving city in the clouds.
It's Castlevania, a little bit.
This, if you have this, you'll be able to know where it is at any given moment. They dock a couple times a year to restore their arcane energies. I told your sister that. I'm telling you that. Well, we presume it's your sister, according to you. Here you go. Now fair. Give me that punch card.
Wow, you really cared about the punch card more than the bracelets, huh?
I use those sandwiches a lot.
I happily hand it over. Tell Crud we sent you. Maybe we'll get an extra stapler, too.
A girl can dream.
All right.
So, man, all I was going to ask was something to make me punch harder, but good job.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I was going to have to, like, I was going to be really annoying about that, but it, the idea of trading it for a sandwich punch card is very funny. Here we are. Well, gang, that was a fucking crazy episode. I think we can end today's session on the eve of the Battle of the Bands. So we will catch you all next week for a rockin' good time. Keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.